Greg Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We use social media to reach a lot of the millennials.
That's Kendall Frazier, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Chief Executive Officer.
We contract with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee to do a lot of beef marketing. We use social media to promote our product beef through a variety of ways. And our website, beefiswhatsfordinner.com, is really the foundation of that. So we use social media to reach a lot of the millennials, which is our target audience for our marketing programs. So that's a proactive effort. We also monitor social media because we do that to protect the business climate for beef production. We want to know what's going on out there, what's being talked about regarding our product, primarily around production-related issues. There's questions about how we produce beef. You get a lot of questions like that about how the agriculture operates, and that happens all over the United States. So that's how we monitor social media. We do it in a very proactive way sometimes, and we do it more as a protective sometimes.
All eyes on the beef industry, as beef now the center of the nutrition plate.
It is. We are the largest dollar volume supermarket item. It's a center of the plate protein. It attracts a lot of attention, and so we've got to protect that place at the center of the plate. There are some people who would like to move it off, and we want to protect that and keep that from happening.
That's NCBA's Kendall Frazier. The Natural Resources Conservation Service recently announced its latest round of recipients for grants supporting innovations in conservation. Kerry Cohen of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service shares examples of some of the projects awarded.
We gave a grant to the University of Idaho, which is developing a grazing forage assessment tool that ranchers in our western states can use. And it's a really interesting idea of kind of integrating satellite imagery with on-the-ground forage assessment into the single tool that'll kind of be a next-generation tool that ranchers can really have at their fingertips using a smartphone or something like that. In the organic category is the University of Wisconsin. One real challenge in organic ag systems is increasing the adoption of no-till agriculture. Tillage is often needed to control weeds because herbicides aren't really able to be used so much in organic systems.
And now with more cattle news on ag life and the focus of the well-being of animals, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, it's important that you know what to do if people come up on your property.
Make sure people know how to handle people who are unauthorized to be on your property.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weedman. She's with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hannah Thompson-Weedman says farmers and ranchers must be aware when they see a big group of people coming down their road and call for authorities immediately.
You should also make sure that anyone who might be on your farm, whether it is employees or family members, knows how to handle unexpected visitors. So whether it's a huge group like that or just one or two people trying to get access, make sure people know how to handle people who are unauthorized to be on your property. We also need to make sure we're trying to avoid conflict and avoid making this kind of a bigger story or something they can try to draw attention to. So, don't get into arguments with them. Don't get into altercations with them. You will never change their mind. It's not about education. It's not about sharing what you do. They just don't support animal agriculture. It doesn't matter how well animals are cared for. If at the end of the day we are using them for human purposes, they view that as unacceptable.
And these activists are letting others know everywhere because they're live streaming it on Facebook.
One of the biggest aspects of this group that we've been keeping an eye on is that they do live stream all of their publicity stunts. So whether it's on farms or they go out to grocery stores and things like that, it is always being live streamed on Facebook. So you absolutely need to be mindful of how you're reacting, to keep your cool. Remember that you're representing the industry. I know it's very emotional and it's very frustrating to have someone be attacking your livelihood, attacking your family, attacking your integrity. But you have to remember that not only are you there in front of those people, but it is probably being broadcast to thousands more online. So constantly think about how you're representing the industry and make sure you're not contributing to conflict.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weedman with the Animal Agricultural Alliance. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.